We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, I'm pleased that Brian Moran, who is the Secretary of Public Safety in Governor Northam's cabinet, one of the few Democrats, I mention this all the time, who's still willing to come on WRVA regularly, has agreed to come back today. When we finished talking on Friday, Secretary Moran, it was like I went off the air and boom, I got a press release or an update from the Times-Dispatch, I guess, saying, guess what? Governor Northam and the First Lady have tested positive for COVID, which was unnerving to hear that. I hope they're okay. I should start with that. I'm sorry that they're sick. Do you have any information on how they're doing after this, I assume, first weekend of not feeling well?
Well, good Monday morning to you,
good morning,
John. Yes, I think that, thank you for asking, and their situation has not changed. That the governor is asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. First Lady had some symptoms, and that's where we stand. So fortunately, not severe cases. And
so not bedridden, not incoherent.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, good.
Right.
You know, we have our political differences, and I'm upset with him on some level, but I would never wish an illness on somebody, and I hope they'll both recover. So,
well,
how did this happen? Do we know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Staff member over at the residence brought it in, and they've both been trying to maintain some travel schedule. I know the First Lady wanted to do some back to school things, and of course, the governor is, we're in special session. The governor's doing a lot of work. And he had a big announcement last Wednesday up at George Mason to save, to restructure debt and save colleges and universities up to $300 million. So they are maintaining some, though limited, travel schedule. So mm-hmm. A lot of contact tracing had to go on. But as my knowledge as of this morning, we're in a situation where it has not spread. And I ended up having a test. There have been a number of us who have worked in the Patrick Henry building from day one. Mm-hmm. We've continued to go in each and every day. And so
do you
some
see
of us
him
work,
all the time? Do you sit across the table from him and talk on a regular basis?
Right, exactly. And so several of us, went and had tests on Saturday and all negative, pleased to say, all mm-hmm. negative. And some folks, from what I understand, that has been it's all been negative, though. I mean, that's their story to tell, not mine. But I think things are in a situation where we're not going to miss a beat. We'll have cabinet meeting this morning at 9, and we'll continue to use the phone and Google Meets and Zoom and conduct the business of government.
The governor will be, I assume, in the residence of the governor's mansion, and just
he needs to isolate. Mm-hmm. We're all following the guidelines, and I think one of the reasons that there hasn't been the spread is we are very diligent in the Patrick Henry building. Since we have been going in each day, mm-hmm. masks are, we're always wearing our masks. You don't meet with anyone without a mask on.
Are you telling the truth? People don't slip the mask off once you...
It's really become peer pressure. I mean, even if you run to the restroom, you wear your mask. No, it's become peer pressure, and everybody has it. And then so when somebody tests positive, all of a sudden you're like, well, gee, I was in that meeting, but we all had masks. We all were 6 feet apart. And sure enough, we're come back negative. So that's... Mm-hmm. But
you're not worried about
the
incubation period, are you?
Well, whether or not we need to have further tests or not, we'll consult with our local health district. They've been fabulous, the Richmond local health district, and VDH, of course. So we'll consult, but to my knowledge, that's not the case. But we'll continue to monitor it and limit activity. But I'm sorry, it obviously happened to the governor, but it does go to show that nobody is or everyone is susceptible,
And how old is Governor Northam? He's in his 60s.
I think he just turned, I think he just turned 61.
Okay. So he's on, if we did a chart, he's relatively safe, we think.
Right. That is correct. And he's in, he's in great shape.
I saw he'd lost a lot of weight over the last few months, and I think in a good
way. He loves to run. You know, he was in the military, VMI, so, you know, whether he enjoys his exercise or not, he's capable of exercise.
Of doing it. But, the conspiracy theorists were going wild on the internet this weekend, questioning whether Mrs. Northam had interacted with Mrs. Biden during her most recent visit to the Richmond area. I saw Mayor Stoney doing something with Mrs. Biden, I guess at the end of last week. Do we know if there was any contact between Mrs. Biden and
aware.
The first family?
If there was contact, I'm quite confident that the guidelines and precautions were used. They've right. been used. She's been used. She's been very diligent as the governor and staff. So 6 feet, social distancing masks. I did see some pictures, and it appeared as though they were all social distancing, but I was not there. I can't confirm, but I would, based on all the other interactions I've seen, they would be followed. And it comes at the day, John, today's numbers that'll be released a little bit later this morning, less than 500 cases and over 20,000 cases, 20,000 tests, apologize, over 20,000 tests, less than 500 cases, comes up, did the calculations, 0.18%. So it's less than 2% positivity rate. Now, again, hesitant to make conclusions one day, but the seven-day trend, we're less than 5% statewide. No district is over 6%. So we're at a time where, you know, these are the best numbers we've had since early July. Yeah. We're heading into the fall, so people need to continue to be very diligent, you know, the flu season.
Yeah, I'm going to get my regular flu shot today or tomorrow over at the drugstore across the street. But if the numbers are good for us, does that trigger us to move to fewer restrictions? I mean, Florida, Governor DeSantis down there just removed all the restrictions for the big state of Florida.
I saw that. I saw that. And, of course, a lot of folks are, you know, concerned about that. We'll discuss. The governor has been watching the numbers very, very closely. And, you know, but, you know, once restrictions are lifted, you will have some bumps. I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that based on experience now and the colleges that returned. I'm just so pleased that college towns have come to grips with it. The restrictions apparently are working, and those numbers have come down. The prisons, that's still too many active cases in our prisons. The DOC is doing everything they can, following guidelines, and, you know, that's unfortunate. Again, any congregate housing. Long-term care facilities are looking better. You know, hopefully when we talk on Friday, I'll be in the same positive outlook that things have seem to be going well. But
The elderly prisoners, the long-term care facilities, anything that deals with the aged, we know that's where we all should be freaking out. It's, you know, I don't want anybody to be infected, but I'll tell you, finding out that somebody who's 30, 20 years old, 40, I mean, even the governor at 61, that's no concern, but it's less concern than somebody who's flat on their back in a nursing home who really is vulnerable. So,
indeed.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I appreciate you coming on, and I hope you will tell the governor and the first lady that we wish them a speedy recovery, sincerely.
I was going to say, Gary has sports to report on now, both UVA and Virginia Tech.
You got it, man.
So it's really good. This is a nice Monday to our numbers are good, sports went well, so this was a good Monday to jump on. But I appreciate that. I will pass that along, John, and I know you're sincere and genuine on that, and your listeners need to know we're government will continue to move on. We're not going to miss a beat.
Secretary Brian Moran, the Secretary of Public Safety, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.